ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان.
For any who fears to stand before his Lord are two gardens. For any who fears to stand before his Lord. The expression, for any who fears to stand before his Lord, refers to those who lived in the world being God-fearing, who always worked with the consciousness that they would one day be made to stand before God and have to render an account of their deeds to him.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's favors will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانِ.
These gardens will abound in green blooming branches.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's favors will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ.
In each of the two gardens are two flowing springs.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's favors will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فِيهِمَا مِن كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ.
In both these is a pair of every fruit. In both these is a pair of every fruit. This verse can be understood in one of two ways. First, it might be taken to mean that the fruit of each of the two gardens will be unique. In each garden there will be fruits of a special quality clustering on branches, and in the other garden there will be fruits of a different kind. Second, that a person will find in one garden one kind of fruit with which he is familiar and had tasted during his worldly life, though in the hereafter they will be infinitely better. There will, however, also be another kind of fruit which he has not at all been acquainted in the world and which is beyond his imagination.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's favors will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانٍ.
They shall recline on couches lined with brocade, and within reach shall hang the fruits of the two gardens.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's favors will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان.
In the midst of these shall be maidens with modest restrained glances, maidens whom no man or jinn has ever touched before. In the midst of these shall be maidens with modest restrained glances.
This is the true quality of women folk, that instead of being immodest and unabashed, they should be bashful. This explains why God, in the course of his depiction of the women of paradise, accords priority to lauding their modesty and chastity rather than praising them for their beauty and attractiveness. One can find beautiful women the world over, in promiscuous clubs and film studios and carnivals of beauty, where none but the most beautiful are able to find their way. Yet such women can only be the favorites of people of decadent taste and depraved character. Women who seek to attract the attention of corrupt men and are ready to jump into every lustful man's lap have no appeal for decent people.
Maidens whom no man or jinn has ever touched before.
This indicates that the like righteous humans, upright jinn, will also be admitted to paradise and granted female companions of their own species. Furthermore, thanks to God's infinite power, all of them shall be made virgins, maidens whom no man or jinn has ever touched before.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's favors will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
كَأَنَّ إنهن الياقوت والمرجان
Lovely as rubies and pearls.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان
Can the reward of goodness be any other than goodness?
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the laudable attributes of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
ومن دونهما جنتان
And besides these, too, there shall be two other gardens. And besides these, too, there shall be two other gardens. Probably the first two gardens will serve the purpose of lodging, whereas the other two will be for purposes of recreation and entertainment.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
مدهامتان
Two gardens, dark green and fresh.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فيهما عينان نضاختان
In them will be two gushing springs.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان
Therein will be fruits and dates and pomegranates.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فيهن خيرات حسان
In the midst of these will be maidens, good and comely.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
حور مقصورات في الخيام
There shall be maidens sheltered in tents. There shall be maidens sheltered in tents. These tents will possibly resemble those erected in recreational resorts earmarked for the eminent and affluent. Paradise will be full of tents wherein there will be young maidens to provide recreation and delight.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان
No man or jinn ever touched them before.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان
They shall be reclining on green cushions and splendid carpets.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام
Blessed be the name of your Lord, the Lord of majesty and glory.